Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. As you know, since that title is Get Healthy Now, all my shows actually have to do with getting healthy now or remaining healthy. Or health in general. And you might also remember, if you listened to previous shows, that I'm preparing for a trip to go to Europe next month. And I have a couple of focal points. One of them is mental health, physical health, and financial health. Reason why we're going, and we as my husband and I, is because mom is 87. An aunt I just spoke to yesterday is 86. No, I spoke to her 2 days ago. Is 86. And a friend is 88, who I spoke to yesterday. And they're all in their later youth. Their head is still doing pretty good. Their brain is still doing pretty good. However, physically, they are starting to degenerate. So I decided with my husband together that it's time to go see them now. Get healthy now. Actually, my husband and my philosophy is to go see them now while they are still able to recognize us rather than wait for the funeral. Nobody has anything from the funeral. That is just for our closure. But when we go while they're alive, it is so much more enjoyable. So I've been reflecting on this issue for a little bit, and I came up with things to consider while preparing for the trip. The first thing we need, of course, are the documents, which for overseas is always a current passport. That's a check. We got them back. They're all brand new and ready to go. If you are on any medication, make sure you order enough so you can take it with you and you won't run out while on the trip. Then for the flight, there are some things that you need to consider before you book it. And I'm going to raise those questions right now. What matters most to you? Is it the price? The length of the flight, the comfort of the flight, the layover to stretch your legs, more convenient bathroom breaks with a layover because you can go to the big regular bathrooms, the food that you get on the plane. I mean, are those things important to you? And then choose accordingly. We were looking for the price. I can tell you honestly, we were looking for the price. And long story short, I have found some airlines that fly for a lesser amount, maybe $100, $200 less than a direct flight. But the layover in a foreign country can be anywhere from 2 to 25 plus hours. Well, this means you need to book a hotel unless you want to sleep in the airport, and quite often they don't allow you to. These are all things that you need to take into consideration. And actually, by having such long layovers, that means you need more food, you need different things that you wouldn't need if you had direct flight. So if you pay $100, $200 more for a direct flight, you actually save money and you're there faster and can get comfortable where you're going to be sooner. The food, I just touched lightly on it. Remember, I told you guys between September and March, I got rid of 55 pounds and I'm now totally healthy and happy and feeling great. And that was one of my concerns, actually. What am I going to do when I go home? They don't eat the same foods. They're not prepared the same way. what am I going to do? So I decided I'm going to bring my own feelings with me. And I have one meal I can probably eat with them. And the rest, I just have my feelings. So I know I'm balanced and I have what I need to be happy and healthy and not to gain back everything or part of it of what I just got rid of. And I'm not saying in losing, because every time you lose something, you go look for it. And then you usually, when it comes to weight, you gain back much more. So that's one thing. I'm taking my own feelings with me. I just got some extra stuff. When we go to Prague from Switzerland, instead of driving, we're going to take the night train. So we can sleep actually in the train. And when we wake up in the morning, arrive in Prague, we're going to be rested. So that's pretty darn cool. Should I actually worry about others, how they see me and what they think of me? And I'm finally there. No, absolutely not. It's my life. Should I be concerned about offending anyone by not eating their cooking? No, again, absolutely not. I don't care. Not in a nasty way, but in a very positive way. And I will explain to them why I want to stick with my program and what I'm doing. Because now I'm finally without pain and feeling happy and healthy. Why would I go back and ruin that? I am living my life and not theirs. And the choice of remaining healthy and happy is always mine. So again, I can absolutely do what I need to do, when I need to do it, how I need to do it, just as long as they know I am true to what I'm saying. I'm living and leading by example. And who knows, maybe I just get to help somebody over there to get healthy too. So it's all attitude, and I definitely want to have the best attitude possible. Some other things, I mean, and honestly, I don't want to be a fanatic, so I might deviate a couple of times with the food or with a cup of coffee or something like that, you know, just so it's easier to socialize. But the main goal is to actually take care of myself. Now, one thing that I really know is that we need to have some activities. And those are all different. We need three types of activities, or four actually. Some for my hubby, because he cannot sit around. He's got to get something done. So I've been asking my family members already to put some projects aside for him so he has something to do while we visit. Of course he will be with us and have a cup of tea or have a meal or something. There's no question about it. But he does not just want to sit around for 12, 15 hours a day or whatever and talk to people. That's just not him. He needs to get his hands dirty and get some work done. Then I need some activities for myself. I love to play music. What better way to play with my siblings? Remember when I told you I had my brother, his wife, and their four children here? And we got to play together. And it was just a heartwarming moment for me. And I'm truly looking forward to some of that again. Maybe with some of the other siblings. Who knows? But it's going to work. It's going to happen and it's going to be done. Then we need some activities for both of us that we can do. And I know for a fact we're going to go together to Czechoslovakia, to Prague, to visit our elderly friend. And we're going to make it a short trip, maybe a day or two, just to see her and maybe see a little bit of the city. My hubby is not a sightseeing person. So I just need to make sure that there are things that he will enjoy doing while we're out there. So it's going to be pleasing to both of us, pleasurable, and a way to form new memories, positive, wonderful active memories that will last with us for the rest of our lives. And why am I saying all this? Well, remember, I said many a times before, and I'm going to say it again, our philosophy is doing, giving, being our best as not to have any regrets. Well, that goes to a daily lifestyle. Every day we need to do, be, give our best. So no matter what happens, we will never have any regrets. And we've learned that through taking care of his father for 6 years, who came to live with us for the last 2 weeks to 2 months of his life, which turned into almost a full 6 years. So I can say attitude, healthy living, all that makes such a huge difference in our lives. So these are the things that we actually can control. And the things we cannot control, let them go. Don't worry about it. Do what's best for you. Make sure you have your ducks in order and you are happy and healthy. And if people want to give you something that is not good for you, just say, no, thank you. Or, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were offering something. I just ate. I'm not hungry yet. I mean, if it comes down to the worst, you can always wrap it up and take it with you. And then you can give it to somebody or toss it when they don't see it, whatever, without offending them. Because what they're doing comes from the bottom of their heart, and we want to respect that also. So I did go and find some amazing ways of making new memories. These are quotes on Pinterest. And the link is https://www.pinterest.com/explore/making-memories-quotes. And when you click on there, there's 280 different memories quoted there, different quotes, and they're amazing. So just enjoy them. Choose maybe one a day or two a day just to help you be uplifted a little bit and to feel good about yourself or to make somebody else feel good. You never know. If you are on Facebook, people see your post if you post publicly that you did not expect. That means you can make a new friend. And you know, a stranger is only a friend you haven't met yet. So that goes with the mental health. And this whole episode actually did have to do with physical, mental, and financial health because we were planning about the trip, about the food, about the things we're going to do and whatnot. And that has to do with all of the above. Visiting family can be so much fun. It can also be stressful. Well, I decided I'm going to kick the stress out the door and I'm going to use the enjoyment so I can treasure each and every one that I'm going to see, hopefully quite a few, and keep those memories alive for the rest of my life. So if anything in here resonated with you and you would like to get in touch with me with questions, suggestions, or would like to be on a show with me, please contact me. You can do that at dythomson@gmail.com or click the link on my transcript. Or you can call me at 562-335-4956. Leave me a text or a voicemail and know that I will not return any calls unless I have a text or a voicemail. And if I do and when I do, I will do it within 24 to 48 hours. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you and hope that some of this has been of help to you and wish you a most wonderful day. Bye.